You are listening to Teacher Toolkit, supporting teachers, parents and students worldwide.
Instead of a Senko doing paperwork all day, get an HLTA to do 90% of the paperwork.
We help teachers thrive and survive with classroom ideas, cutting-edge school resources and research-informed teacher training materials. You will also hear discussions on the policy, guidance and research-based publications.
Hello everyone, this is Ross at Teacher Talk at the most influential blog on education in the UK. Today I'm with Daniel Sobel. We are meeting at the Institute of Directors. Hello Daniel, could you introduce yourself and tell the listeners what you do?
My name is Daniel Sobel. I'm the founder and director of Inclusion Expert, and we support about 1,000 schools with things like pupil premium, SEN, and all things to do with inclusion, differentiation, you know, that sort of stuff.
Now, you're an ex-teacher, aren't you, and you started your company about 4 years ago. Could you just give me, the listeners, a bit of context as to what frustrated you, what made you start Inclusion Expert?
Well, I had a really bad experience at school myself, actually. Didn't get any A-levels. Really struggled in my early adulthood. And then eventually wangled my way on to a Master's in Education Psychology at the Institute of Education. And, you know, I ended up doing a few postgraduates in Education and Psychology. And I ran out of money whilst doing a doctorate and started teaching, thinking I'll get out of Dodge soon. But that never happened. And quickly I became a Senko and thought, this is a ridiculous job. It's just so many meetings and so many much paperwork, and thought, you know, I'm not doing this. So I started reinventing the procedures, the processes and so on and so forth. That got some recognition. Mm-hmm. And I got asked to support other local schools and eventually got asked to speak about it, write in the Test and the Guardian at the time. And I started consulting a bit part-time with the Institute of Education, their consultancy. I thought, right, I'm going to do this full time. That was 4 years ago. I wrote something called the Pupil Premium Handbook and launched that at the House of Commons. And that was a bit of a launch for us as a team. We suddenly went from just being me to now there's, I don't know, about 20 of us or so. And instead of just working with a handful of schools here and there, suddenly we're working with 1,000 schools. And we do Narrowing the Attainment Gap projects and vulnerable projects all over the country.
So very important work. Can I take you back to your time as a Senko in terms of workload? What would be your number one tip for people in a Senko role, perhaps, to reduce workload, focus on their priorities, looking after the kids? And I know IEPs are particularly taxing and difficult. What would you advise people?
Gosh, got a lot to say about this. In fact, I'm writing my next book about this very issue. I think some simple tips. Instead of a Senko doing paperwork all day, get an HLTA to do 90% of the paperwork. A lot of it is tick box exercises. That's the first thing. Secondly, is a Senko should try as best as possible to be the help person who goes into classrooms and helps teachers understand their students and helps them in their differentiation. Number three, those really big SEN files, get them scanned in, put them on your computer. And all you really need is one page summary, and that one page is the one page that everybody sees, the parents, the student, the teachers, everybody's on that one page.
Great advice. What one thing would you like to see change in education?
Well, you've stumped me there. Just the one thing, is it? Not my top 1,000. Well, I think I'd like to see lots of other and different measures of success and celebrations of success other than, let's say, just GCSEs or SATs. There are many different types of accomplishments that students should be encouraging a broad range of students to do.
Okay, quick fire round. What's your New Year's resolution?
I really don't like resolutions. How about I say to you, I'm just trying to get even more into the idea that I'm okay, you're okay, we're okay as we are. Let's just be happy.
Excellent. What book are you currently reading?
I'm writing.
So you must be doing some research.
Yeah, God, doing loads. I'm reading a lot of research about how to have really efficient meetings at the moment.
Apart from your research, what are you working on in Inclusion Expert, the company?
got lots of big projects around the country with what you call SSIF bids, that's Strategic School Improvement Funds. Loads of bids in at the moment, and large-scale projects where we're doing narrowing the attainment gap projects across large groups of schools. That's the main focus. And also we have our Watch, Read, Do review program, which we're talking about at the moment, Ross, and it's really exciting.
Who would you recommend I interview next and why?
I've got lots of answers to that, but just limiting it to one is quite difficult. So just off the top of my head, you know, I think I really like Bev Williams from the Legra Academy Trust. She's very interesting with lots of experience.
Okay, so I'll check her out and track her down. Where can listeners find out more about you on social media, your company, your website?
Thank you. Well, inclusionexpert.com. I have a regular column with Head Teacher Update, with Sec Ed, and I write for The Guardian sometimes, and lots of other magazines. So,
okay, thank you for your time, Daniel. Everyone, you're listening to Teacher Toolkit. Find out more on our website and follow on social media using the hashtag TTKitPodcast. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To continue the conversation, head over to www.teachertoolkit.co.uk and our social media channels to access all the links and resources mentioned on today's show. Why not share this with your colleagues and give them the gift of time, reduced workload, and increased impact? Until the next time, before you look after your students, look after yourself.
You are listening to Teacher Toolkit, supporting teachers, parents, and students worldwide.